the biggest part was trusting the process and learning to trust myself that if I create this picture and I add the colors and I add the sounds and the feelings, it's going to come to life. But it was really about trusting myself.
Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Design and Align Your Business podcast. I'm Anna Nichols, and I'm so excited to connect with you about all things human design and how to practically apply it to your business. I'm on a mission to help passionate entrepreneurs uncover their unique gifts, learn how to use them to attract the right clients, and feel confident about the future direction of your business. There are so many ways you can grow your business. The key is figuring out which way is the right way for you. And I'm here to help you to do that using your human design. If you want a spark of fresh energy that will help you design and align your business, then you are in the right place. Let's get this party started.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Today, I am so excited to welcome a special guest, Anna Robles. And she is a 1-4 manifester, and she does amazing work with women around mindset and success in their business. And she has been coming to the Human Design Happy Hour, which is the free networking event that I host every Wednesday. But it's been so amazing getting to know Anna, getting to know her business. And I want her to come share this with you, because when she first started coming to Happy Hour, she didn't know much about her human design and has been so great at implementing the things that she's learning in her own business. And it's been so fun to get to know her and the work that she does. So Anna, welcome. Share with everybody a little bit more about you.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Anna. Thank you so much for having me here. It's been a lot of fun coming to Happy Hour for the Human Design. I am actually a manifester, which I already sort of knew even before I had my reading of Human Design. I didn't understand it as well, and I didn't trust it. Ooh. I'm actually an NLP, neurolinguistic trainer. I am certified to teach people about mindset, about how their brain works. And there's a few similarities with human design and what I teach in my class about understanding with personalities. But this one goes a little bit deeper, and I could see not everybody's the same, even though they might have similarities. So it's been a lot of fun learning about me, because I did have a reading done and it made sense. But coming to your happy hour, it's really like digging through the roots and understanding who I am and then how other people are.
And it's so fun, because the work that you do in your business as an NLP trainer, you understand, right, that our minds are programmed with certain things from our past or experiences. And what you said about how you understand there's like little differences, but seeing it from the human design lens, as an individual growing your own business or helping the clients that you're helping, I always thought that it's so fascinating to start seeing all of those differences. Can you share with us a little bit more about, as you do the work that you're doing and learning about yourself, like what has come out of just knowing about your own human design, and how does that play into your business?
Great. That's a good, really good question, because I have always been intrigued with the law of attraction, which is all about manifesting. And I remember reading The Secret. I remember following The Secret. I was like, okay, I need to manifest. I need to manifest, not knowing that I'm actually a manifester. And I read all these books I did all these things. And I realized that when I actually put my feelings and when I trusted the process, things actually manifested. I just couldn't understand that until I really started coming to your happy hour, and we really started to dive in more into what's a manifestor, what is a projector, what is a manifestor. I started to understand, oh my gosh, I'm a manifestor. I see the big picture. And if I really just focus on it, those things actually come to life. And it was really the biggest part was trusting the process and learning to trust myself that if I create this picture and I add the colors and I add the sounds and the feelings, it's going to come to life. But it was really about trusting myself.
Ooh, I love that. I'm literally getting chills right now because, friends, if you are listening to this, like, this is mic drop advice about trusting yourself, regardless of what type you are. But truly, like, that is the hardest part of, I think, not only embracing your human design, but doing so as entrepreneurs, because we are all meant to be our unique designs. And we hear a lot of messaging out there, like, this is the best way to do something, or that's the best way to do something. And we've all been designed to do it in our own unique ways. And one of the tips I want to take away, if you are a manifester that Anna said, and I want you to extrapolate and talk more about this, because, you know, you said when you start to paint the picture, when you start to bring the colors in and really visualize, which visualization is a good thing for all of the different types, but as a manifester, speaking that out and initiating and sharing your bold message and your vision is a specific thing that manifestors do in order to initiate and bring people into their world, manifest what they're trying to manifest. And I'm curious if you have any examples or things you would share with our listeners where you remember this happening.
So actually something did happen, and this was in 2016, 2015. This is where, way before I knew about human design, this is really when I was actually exploring the law of attraction, but then I had kind of put it away, is I decided to buy a real estate property. And so I started looking, and the first thing I did was I went to Zillow and I started looking for properties while I am getting approved for a loan and all the other fun stuff. And I remember looking at this property that's very close to my mom's house. And there was something about the kitchen that drew my attention. Like, I was just like enamored of it. And so I remember cutting pictures out, and I decided to wait on purchasing a property. So fast forward a year later, or a year and a half later, and I had this, let me digress. I had these pictures on a little vision board, and I was still working in corporate America. And so I had a bulletin board on by my desk, and I had it posted there. And I will look at this picture every single time that I was making phone calls. I was not always on my desk. My job required to be moving around throughout the company. So I remember anytime that I would come back and sit down, I would be looking at this picture. And I did that for almost a year. And then I transferred to a different department. So I pack everything up. And then the process started for, now I'm serious. Now I'm going to go buy myself a property and so forth. And so I remember when I found the current property where I live, I fell in love. I walked in and I was like, this is it. I knew this was my house the moment I walked in. The real estate agent's like, well, there's other people coming, and said, you don't get it. This is mine. What do we need to do to go sign it? Like, I want this property. And so we drove to his office. We made the offer. And then the next person came in, made the offer. And he's like, you know, somebody else made an offer. I said, it's my property. It's mine. Don't worry about it. He's like, what should we be looking at? I'm like, nope, this is mine. I was so convinced that this was mine. Sure enough, there was a hiccup, and I still came out on top and I got the property. So as I'm getting ready to move in, I started like, well, I'm going to take down the wallpaper. I'm going to fix it up. And not realizing that the colors and the schemes that I was choosing was what I had originally posted on my small little vision board. So once I moved in here, I found that little vision board and I pulled it up, and I was just blown away because there was a chandelier in my dining room that I didn't like when I moved in here. So I went in search of one, and I remember walking into this place and they had it on sale. Like, I literally got it for like, someone had returned it. And it was brand new. They returned it. I paid $14 for my chandelier. I had it put up. And then I find my vision board, and it was the same chandelier. Exactly. Whoa. Identical. Talk about manifesting.
Yeah. This is so, so powerful, because this happened, right? You said 2016, 2017, before you knew anything about your human design. And what I want everyone to hear is we still have all of these gifts even before you understand your human design. The benefit of understanding your design is then you get to start consciously using it to fulfill your life purpose, to help more people in your business, to manifest what it is that you desire. And I love that you shared this story. I actually think of a few stories you shared at Happy Hour, even where you've manifested more clients because of you speaking that into the world and other things. But this was before you even knew all the details or how powerful you are. And that's such a beautiful story. And I want everyone to take that piece, that nugget away, because we do have this gift. We do have all of these pieces as part of us. We just need to figure out how do we use that to create the lives that we want, the businesses that we want? Because just like you said, that confidence, that knowing that this house, this place was yours, like that's how we want to feel in all areas of our life. And it's going to be so beautiful once we start to really trust ourselves and do that through our human designs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So one of the things I would love for you to share about, actually, as we have gotten to know each other through Human Design Happy Hour, we talk a lot there about the different aspects of human design. So we network, we get to know each other, but then also we pick a topic and talk about the different things within human design. And something that came up one week was our environments. And it's interesting because this is something I feel like you were a little shocked to read it, but then also a lot of things made sense when you read it. So can you share with us and our listeners a little bit more about having this caves environment and sort of what knowing that has brought out for you?
So that was actually a really fun day. When I remember looking up, I'm a cave. Like I was in shock and I wasn't understanding it. So as we sat through the happy hour, everything started to make sense. I'm like, oh, yes, I like my quiet space. I like being away from others. This is my refuge. Literally, I love my house so much because there's so much quietness around. And that is what I need in order for me to start thriving, to get creative, to have ideas. At the same time, I need people. So I remember when we were talking about it, I was like, oh, this makes sense. That's why I like my peacefulness, my quietness, so that I could draw in and pull the things that I need for my business or for my life. And that particular day afterwards, I remember like I just needed the energy of being around people. And sometimes going to work at a coffee shop, it's like it's too distracting, too overwhelming because there's conversations going on. And so I avoid that as much as I can, but yet I want to be in the energy. And for whatever reason, the thought came like, well, there's a Mexican restaurant right next to the coffee shop and you know the owner. So why don't you just go there? So I literally left, went over to the Mexican restaurant, sat in their patio, and it was on a high stool. So I was high above in my cave, still having the energy of people around me, but I was in my own little space because I could literally see the next patio over and see all the people at the coffee shop. But it was still having my own little space in my little secluded cave, yet outside, outdoors. It was pretty fun. It was so interesting to see. As I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my gosh, this really makes sense. This is who I've always been, and I just didn't know it. Now I know.
And what's so fun about this, I remember when you came back and shared this with us and the group, because one of the things that we talk about with environments is that this is the vibe, right, that you feel most comfortable in. This is the environment that you feel most comfortable in. And it doesn't always mean a literal cave or all the different right environments, but what does that represent? And what does that, like, what's the feeling that you feel when, you know, you imagine a cave? And what's so cool about this one specifically is caves have like one way in and one way out. That's something that, you know, I talk about a lot. And when you imagine that, like, you feel safe and you feel good in that environment because you can kind of see who's coming and going, just like this example you gave us. But that also means that this is the environment you create for other people. So when you're working in your business and the offers that you create, that sense of safety and security is something that you also create for the people that you're working with. And that's what like helps attract the right clients to you, because that's what they are looking for. And so we want to, like, by knowing these things about ourselves, understand that it's not just, you know, I want to hang out around and people watch, or maybe we'd be creative and do some behind the scenes work in my business, but really seeing how is this something that I'm creating for people, because they might need safety in that moment. They might need security and that like pulled away perspective, and you are offering that to them. And when you intentionally use those things in designing your business and designing your offers, the right people are be like, she's the right one for me, because she's creating exactly not only the program that I need to be a part of, but in the environment, in the way that I want to receive it.
Yes, it's so true.
So as you think about your business and all the things that you have sort of learned about your own human design, can you think of anything maybe before that felt out of alignment, or that maybe you were trying to force, and that by learning your human design, you realized like, oh, I don't have to do that, or that's not in alignment for me. And it allowed you to sort of let go of something that was not right for you?
There was quite a few things, but the thing that stands out is really learning to trust myself. And yes, I get to create this big picture as a manifester. I'm the one that tells you like, we're getting to the top of the mountain and this is how we're going to get there. And then understanding that there's a lot of people that are manigens, which I'm still understanding what all this means. So if you come to the space of happy hour, you know, with Anna, and if you don't know a lot of human design, we learn together and it's made it so much easier and safer. And so as I'm learning from all the different people that are showing up, it's like I'm realizing who my ideal client is and attracting it. So I've always known who my ideal client, because everybody talks about niching down, but now really speaking to them in who I am, and also understanding like who's a projector, who's a manigen, and being able to, okay, maybe they may not be for me, but at least I can relate to them.
That I love what you're saying, relate to them, because 100% you're right that in the business world, we talk about whether that's finding your ideal client or your niche. And one of the things I love about human design is it tells you not everyone is meant to be your client. And I know that early in entrepreneurship, a lot of the people that I've worked with, they're like, oh, my service can help a lot of people. And that is, could very possibly be true. But when you really start to distill down and understand your design and own who you are, it's not a matter of convincing people that they're right for you. It's a matter of like really stepping into your power, into your authenticity, and then you start to attract the right people. It's interesting from a business perspective. I feel like it flips the script around like, I need to sell someone into my program. No, I'm actually going to be attracting the right, empowered, like fully aligned clients into my business. And that makes it so much more fun for you to run your business, so much more fun for the clients that are working with you. Because I don't know if you've ever had an experience where you were working with someone that was like not aligned with you, whether that was a client or a coach. Yes, you're nodding your head. And it's so real, because when, you know, we're starting out, whether you're starting or however long you've been in entrepreneurship, if you haven't heard that phrase of you don't have to attract everyone, but when you imagine it from the perspective of picking your niche, it's almost like sometimes feels forced. But when you start to embody your design and that concept of alignment, it takes it so much further than just like demographics that you're picking, but you are energetically attracting people. And you might not be able to exactly understand the quality that they have, but you start to see it over and over and get more clear on that. And this is so beautiful, because I know one of the stories you've shared at Happy Hour, right, is that when you speak your bold message as a manifester, as you've been doing more of that, you are attracting more clients. And I remember that you said something about it's almost like you weren't sure if you should speak that bold message, or maybe you weren't doing it as often. And now you're like, I'm just going to tell everybody because the right people are coming. What's your experience?
I actually do remember that. And I actually remember as you were speaking that we all come into a space, especially a lot of us that are coaches, we come to a space of service and we want to help so many people and we want to make a difference in so many lives that we say, I could help everybody and anybody and so forth. And that's wonderful and great, but not everybody connects to each other and not everybody magnetizes each other. Mm-hmm. And so I was doing a lot of that. And so I was attracting people that we were not a good fit. And it becomes hard on both ends. And so I did attract some people into my life that we weren't just not a good fit for each other. We needed each other, but it just wasn't a good fit. So as I started to let go of that and embrace who I am, I realized that I was, part of me is just being bold. Mm-hmm. And as I started to speak my truth and just saying it the way I feel it's right for me, people are showing up in my life that want my services, or people are just, things are showing up in my life because of that boldness, that security, that confidence that people are seeing. And some people are seeing like, I want more of that.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is totally leaning into your manifestor ways. And something that you said that really stood out to me is, you know, when we might attract in a client or have someone or a coach or whatever it is, someone in our lives that's something feels out of alignment or that something doesn't feel right, we often look at ourselves and think that we are the problem alone, right? And human design, I feel like, really has shown us it's not that either person is bad, right? Or has maybe bad intentions, but it's that there is something out of alignment and that's okay because there are an abundant amount of people out there that are meant for you. And that letting go of that feeling of like, oh, I have to hold on to this client because I might not get another one, or, you know, because I committed to serving them. And I mean, we all have to do what feels right for us. But I also remember having a client where like we got a few sessions in and I was like, I am not the right person to help you. They still needed the support, that the services, exactly like you said, your services. But realizing that when we attract people who are meant for us, it's so much more fulfilling for both sides. And that's not a reflection on us as individuals. Like, and I say that because I believe anyone listening to this podcast is a heart-centered, like high integrity person who wants to do a good job and deliver what they promise to deliver. But we often see if something doesn't go right for in our business that it's like us as a failure, and that's not true. And so I love that you shared that, because as you stand into your bold message and share more of that and really own that manifestor side of you, I'm so excited to see what more you're going to create.
There's quite a few ideas floating in my head right now, and I'm excited to start like writing everything down. And those were just ideas that came to me from yesterday to today that I'm looking forward to implementing and to really see the big picture for myself. But I'm so glad of what you just shared, because there was a story that popped in my head, and it's not a story that I, you know, that I came up with, it's, or a metaphor. It's actually a story that I heard, and it goes exactly with what you were just talking about, you know. And the story goes that we could all walk into the supermarket and there's this aisle where we find all the different types of bread. They have the white bread, they have the wheat bread, they have the seven grain breads. And they're all lined up on the same side of the aisle, and they don't care that they're next to each other because they know exactly who their client is, who's going to come and buy them. And that's how we should all be. It doesn't matter who we are. We are just uniquely, and it doesn't matter if I'm standing next to another success mindset or standing next to another NLP trainer. We are just going to attract the right person that is meant for us.
Ooh, I love this metaphor. It is so good. So good. I'm so glad you shared that with everyone. So as you think about the future of your business, as you think about how you are here to help people, can you share anything that you think of, like being a manifester or anything else you know about your human design that you want to step into more of, that you feel like is really going to support you on your journey as an entrepreneur?
Yes, I really think that as I dive more into human design and really stepping into who I am as a manifester, understanding what the 1-4 means. I know there's so many different layers. I still don't know. Stepping into each one, you know, it's like taking a bite. You cannot eat an elephant wholly. You have to take a bite at a time. And that's how I'm seeing human design. I'm learning one step at a time. So as I'm learning to be really trusting that I am a manifester and I can create this picture for others so that that's the picture that they've been looking for, then now I could show them how they could also manifest their own future if they just believe and they start adding the colors, the sounds, and the feelings to their big picture and stepping into their authentic boldness and stepping into themselves. So I'm bringing in my tools of NLP to help them really create that picture and make it a reality.
Ooh, and you know that what just came to me, as long as I've known you, and I know you do NLP and that visioning, visualization as a manifestor is so true, but I understand a little bit about the subconscious mind where like that visualization is such an important part of creating that new reality. And correct me if I'm wrong here, but it seems like as a manifestor in human design, you are literally perfectly designed to help people through the NLP process and understanding that because you are so naturally designed to be good at that component of it. And it's kind of fun to see how, you know, we fall into different careers or business paths or whatever, whether we know our designs or not. Also, once you know your design, you're like, wow, I actually not only am an expert in NLP because I've gotten all these certifications or all of these different like skills, but also I literally have been designed to know how to do this really well.
Yes, yes. And really trusting that gift.
It's been so, so fun getting to know you, having you come to Human Design Happy Hour. And I definitely want to invite anybody out there who's interested in learning more about their human design, networking with amazing women and talking about this stuff. Like we really connect and have conversation, and it's more than just pitching about your business, but it really is understanding ourselves at a deeper level, understanding the other people at a deeper level, which is something that you actually pointed out, right? Like you can see how other people operate. So as a business owner, it's giving you some different ideas of how you approach people, how you talk to people. And that's something we will drop the link in the show notes if anybody's interested in joining us. We meet every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern online. And Anna, is there any like tips or advice that you would give to someone who is like learning or starting to understand human design, is an entrepreneur, and not quite sure where to go or what to do or how to be on that journey?
Yes, they need to come to your happy hour. That's what they need to do to start off with. You know, I honestly didn't really know a lot about human design. I have another friend who does human design and she's really good. And she read my chart and she's explained a lot of things, but she's busy all the time. And so being able to come to your happy hour, I really came with like, I don't know, I don't understand a lot of it. And every single time I leave with something new. So even if you don't know and understand it, it's really a part of us. And it's a lot easier than understanding astrology and understanding your moon rising and your sun rising. This is so much simpler and very similar at the same time. But yet, this is so much simpler and easier for me to digest. So just come with an open mind and ask questions. You know, we all do. And that's how we all learn.
And I love that you said, right, coming in with an open mind, and it's like, it is taking it one piece at a time. There are a lot of components to it, but also if you just focus in, that's what we do at Happy Hour, right? It's like we focus in on one little piece each week, and it's such a fun way to get to know ourselves and get to know other people. When we think about like networking as entrepreneurs, I've gone to a lot of events where you just share about your business and it's just kind of a round robin and you don't really get to know people. And it's been so fun every week seeing the same faces come back, new faces come back, or new faces start showing up because we are getting to know each other on a deeper level. And I wholeheartedly believe that entrepreneurship and our success in business is not just having the best pitch or having the best marketing plan, but it's building those relationships with people. So that way someone's going to, I'm looking for an NLP trainer, and someone who met you at happy hour is going to know you so much more deeply just from happy hour, let alone going and building that relationship beyond that time. And I appreciate that you shared, right? It's digesting it one piece at a time, taking each of those like lessons, each of those components, and just seeing how they fit with you. That's really beautiful.
Thank you.
So Anna, tell our listeners, if anyone wants to connect with you, learn more about what you do, get certified in NLP, please share. How can people connect with you?
The easiest way for you to connect with me is on Instagram, on the gram. I am under Yo Soy Amazing, which stands for I Am Amazing. It's two languages put together, and it's YO_SOY_amazing.
Amazing. And we will also be putting that in the show notes so everyone can connect with you. It has been so, so fun getting to know you and really seeing you lean into your manifestor ways, like all of the different components that I know about your human design and seeing that in your business. And so I am grateful for you coming on to the podcast and sharing your bold, bold vision, your ideas of how this all comes into play in your business. And for those of you out there who are curious, come hang out with us at happy hour. Come learn more about your human design. And until next time, my friends, cheers to your success.
Thanks for listening to the Design and Align Your Business podcast. I know your time and energy are valuable, and I deeply appreciate you spending some of it with me today. If you liked what you heard, I would greatly appreciate it if you left a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to network with me and other amazing entrepreneurs building their aligned businesses, join us at the next Human Design Happy Hour. All the details are in the show notes, and I can't wait to see you there.